Mature-minded Gamers here to bring you another fantastic podcast. We cover board games, video games, and all things geek. Make sure you check out our website, maturemindedgamers.com. What's up, everyone? It's Eric from the Mature Minded Gamers, and today me and my buddy Will are going to discuss some of the video games that we've been playing.
Hey, everyone.
Starting off, I got back into one of my favorite FPSs, Battlefield 5. I jumped in because they just released the Solomon Islands, including a remake of Wake Island, and also a jungle map, which gave me some pretty big vibes of the Battlefield Vietnam game that came out back in the early 2000s, which I love tremendously. So I hopped in, and man, I forgot how much I liked that game. Shooting felt great. The maps are fantastic. I still hate vehicles, but you know that's been a common theme for me in all the Battlefield games. But I had a ton of fun, and I love that Battlefield 5 has been releasing all this content for free and not charging you. I think they're really doing a great job with that.
Man, I haven't played Battlefield 5 in a while.
I wish you would have jumped back in. Me and another one of the mature-minded gamers guys jumped in, and we had a good time. I think you would have really liked it. And it's one of those games you can pick up on the Origin monthly pass, and it's included in the basic standard $5 version. So for $5 a month, you get access to all the Battlefield 5 content. So it's a great deal. All right, next up, the next game I've been playing a bunch is Greedfall, which is kind of an open-world RPG that has a lot of supernatural elements in it, story-driven, but there's missions in there that you can do and complete multiple different ways, which is kind of cool. It's got a whole crafting system. It's got armor upgrading, and you have companions with you that you pick up as you go along in the story, and you can also equip them. It kind of gives me a little bit of vibe of like maybe Fallout and maybe Witcher 3 a little bit, which takes place in 16th or 17th century, I would say. Somewhere in France or somewhere in Europe, it seems, just from what's going on. But obviously, I don't really think it's a real place. But there's a lot of there's a mysterious plague going on, and you're basically trying to get a cure. So far, I'm really enjoying my time with it.
It's completely voice acted on that one, right?
It is. So far, all the dialogue has been completely voiced. Man, I'm just really liking this game. I heard good things about it when it came out, but there's so many games these days that you have to kind of pick and choose, and I'm really glad I went back and checked this game out. I'm playing it on the RoboCash platform, which is pretty awesome. Still in closed beta, so it's not open to everybody, but I actually have some keys that I can get people access if you're interested in it. It's a digital storefront that lets you mine cryptocurrency on their platform, so when you're like sleeping at night, you can just turn it on and tell it to start mining. It can use your GPU or CPU, and they have this really nice system in place where you actually unlock games. The more you mine, and you can unlock games and cores and all kinds of stuff. It's really cool. And I've had a lot of fun with the platform. I'm really excited for it. So, and just go to our website, maturemindedgamers.com, and join our Discord, and just send me a PM. I'm Logic Bomb on there. I'll hook you up with a key. I actually have some cash I can hook you up with on there too, which is called Iron. Will, what have you been playing?
Well, you and I recently got to play a game called Temtem, which is a very similar game to Pokemon. Basically, you start off in this island, and you're waking up, and you get up, and you're going to go to this like festival or whatever, and you go pick a Temtem, and then you go out and you battle other Temtems, and you recruit them, and man, this is just a Pokemon ripoff. You seem to definitely enjoy this game a lot more than I did. You're also playing it with one of your little ones, and they seem to like it quite a bit. I just couldn't get behind this one. I don't know if it was just the Temtems weren't the Pokemon. It didn't have the Nintendo name. I don't know what it was, but everything about it just screamed Pokemon to me. I couldn't get behind the desire to want to continue to play this, except for the fact that you and I got to play it together, which did give a pretty fun dynamic versus kind of a single-player RPG, and then you get to battle each other and trade Pokemon. And this one, you're really just, you know, running around, you know, following a linear path and going up to the next place, getting more Temtems, capturing more. I couldn't get behind it. It's just a bland, generic environment.
Where is our Pokemon MMORPG? They made like Pokemon Legends, which wasn't really what anybody wanted, I don't think.
I don't see this as an RP or an MMO. I don't see
this.
Okay. It's not. And when I think MMO, I'm thinking like World of Warcraft. I think Elder Scrolls Online. I think other more grandiose world adventure. Now, if I was going out in a three-dimensional world and I was, you know, able to capture Temtems on a non-isometric looking player field, I might be down behind this. But it just felt like a reskinned Pokemon with creatures that I couldn't get desirable around.
So you've been playing Elder Scrolls Online a ton. What is the difference between Temtem as an MMO and Elder Scrolls Online?
Okay, so in Elder Scrolls, I am able to go and do world bosses. I am able to craft gear. I am able to do PvP. I'm able to jump into raids. I can look for collectibles. You can craft your own gear sets. It's just a whole bunch of different things, a whole bunch of different quests that you can do. Gathering resources. So many things versus what you can do in this game.
So there is gear in this game. We didn't play that far. You're judging this game by one experience, and there's breeding. You can make hybrids. The different breeds can have certain traits from their mother and father. There's a much more to this game than you see.
But you can do that in Pokemon.
Right. So
how is that any different than Pokemon?
Because Pokemon hasn't given us a real MMORPG, and Temtem is that, and it is fantastic.
Oh my goodness.
It is fantastic. It is a great game. My kids love it. I love it. I just wish my buddy wouldn't have quit playing on me.
Oh my goodness. I just could not get behind it.
So it has PvP. You can fight each other. You can fight other people's monsters. There's a whole ranking tree system thing going on. There's crafting. There's, like I said, the breeding. There isn't like, you know, any of that's not super in depth or anything. But this, man, this is exactly what I think Pokemon should have done. If they would have made this game and with their name behind it, it would have blown up. I mean, and Temtem has, like, it's super popular and really high ratings, and you're about the only person I know who doesn't like it. So, man, my kids love it. I have a blast with it. The bosses are hard. I mean, sure, it's got some weird niches that I don't really enjoy. It's kind of grindy trying to level up your Pokemon and stuff, but overall, man, I think it's a fantastic game, and for $35, if you're looking for something like this, if you're into Pokemon or you just want kind of a fun, relaxed MMO RPG, I think this is the game for you. All right, let's move on. Next up, I played a game called Hell Let Loose, an old school feeling FPS, except it's got good graphics. If you've ever heard of a game called World War Online, this is basically Hell Let Loose is what I wish that game was. So it's very hardcore. Very realistic shooter where you can capture points. There's commanders. You have all these different people assigned to these roles, and you can't, like, once you put down your supply crate, if you're a supply guy, you can't get another supply crate. Or if you're the field general, you don't actually spawn. You just kind of direct people and tell them what to do and try to coordinate. And you can plant. You can drop supplies and stuff. If you're in the tank, it's a crew, and you have to drive this big tank, and it feels like a tank. It's not like an arcadey version, like almost like a Battlefield or a Call of Duty. There's, if you're looking at an enemy, there's no indication that it's an enemy. So if nothing shows up, they're an enemy. You do get a blue highlight come up if it's one of your friendlies, but it's one of those games where it's hard to tell if you're shooting at a friendly or an enemy until you get right over them. And then you're still a little, at least for the first time you play, you're still a little uncertain of what you're targeting. It's one shot, one kill most of the time. It's just super realistic. I had a blast playing it. I haven't got to play it a bunch, but I can't wait to jump in and play it some more. Will, I haven't told you about this game, but I think this is a game you'd really like or really, really hate. I know sometimes you can get frustrated with these types of games, but man, just crawling in the grass felt amazing, and it looked great. It felt realistic. Just playing this game, I'm like, okay, don't stick your head up. Somebody's watching. And I'm just like looking at the weeds, looking for gunfire and looking for people moving. And I got 4 kills at the end of the round. I thought I only got 2. I mean, I was just shooting at one point, and I must have got some lucky hits off because it only takes one bullet with my – I was playing the supply guy, and I had a carbine. And I was just in one carbine. I was one hitting people. And this one part, there was a tank, and I was hiding behind this rock. And this enemy tank rolled up, and a couple guys were falling behind it, and I was behind them. And when you get shot, you don't know where it really came from. It's like completely realistic. There's no radar. It doesn't even tell you got a kill. Like, no names pop up that this person was killed or this person killed him or anything like that. Like, it's completely realistic. And so, like, I shot this guy, and I'm like, okay, I think I killed that guy. And the other guy kind of looked at him and started to get behind cover. But I popped him real quick, too, and took him out. And, man, it just felt great. I can't wait to play this game some more. It's got a whole leveling system in it. It's really cool. You can pick it up on Steam right now. It's actually 20% off. You can get it for $23.99. Normal price is $30, and I would say it's worth it at that price, too.
Did you feel like it was just a hardcore mode for Battlefield? Radar, not being able to know who people are, one shot, one kill. I mean, when you think of like Battlefield, it's like, oh, I'm going to pump 4 or 5 bullets into somebody and they may die or they may not die unless I get a headshot. I mean, more realistic is you get hit by a bullet, you're going to fall.
It's not as arcadey. So Battlefield kind of went through this thing where it was trying to be realistic when it first came out. Call of Duty was trying to be more arcadey, and then they kind of merged. So Battlefield and Call of Duty are kind of in the same spot, in my opinion, now. This game goes right back to the roots of realism, and it feels slower than those games, and it feels there's a longer respawn, and I'm sure that's based off server settings maybe, but I was playing on the official servers, and when you die, like, it feels like you died, and now you have to wait for 40 seconds, I think it was a respawn timer, and then you have to run a little bit to get to where you want to be. It's not terrible or anything. It's not like a chore necessarily, but it made your deaths feel significant, not just like in Battlefield or Call of Duty where it's like, oh, I'm gonna respawn and run right back there, you know. It's like, okay, well, I need to take a different approach because I didn't even see you killed me.
I feel like I would just get frustrated at this. I've never really been great at first person shooters, and I never claim to be. When I play a game, man, I just want to chill and have fun and make some progress and do some stuff and hear the story and adventure. I don't know. I'd probably play it, but I don't know if this is the game for me. But I'm not a fast reaction gameplay person. I'm not as good at these kind of shooters as you are. I like to play them with you, but I'm just not as good as you are. So when you talk about you have 4 kills, I mean, I probably maybe have like 1 for like 20 deaths.
It's not about fast reactions though, really. It can be frustrating, don't get me wrong. So there's no kind of spawn camping mechanism. Like, our commander put our spawn point in a bad position. So we would spawn on it and just get killed instantly almost. And that was frustrating. I didn't feel like it was as twitchy as most shooters. It was more for the people who want to take their time and want to hide in the weeds because you're not going to get sighted. There's no way to like sight people and tell other friendly where they are. At least that I've seen. There may be a flare or something that I don't know about, but I don't even know how you'd see them because there's no kind of radar. I don't think there's anything like that in the game.
Yeah, definitely check it out.
All right. Next up, we're going to talk about a game that we played this week called Darksburg. You can pick this one up on Steam as well. It's 20% off for $17.99. Normal price is $20. Will, what did you think of Darksburg?
Man, I thought this was a lot of fun. For me, it felt a lot like I was playing a MOBA-style game where I was moving around a character and then I had certain actions that I could perform, but more of a cooperative adventure mode where I felt like, to me, gameplay wise, it was crossed between like that and Left 4 Dead?
Yeah.
And oh my gosh, it was different paths. Every time you played, it wasn't just the same level you were going through every single time, and it had different things, different enemy bosses would come out at different points of the map and different objectives. And if somebody dies, you can maybe get to, you know, rescue them out of an outhouse or try to pick them up. You are, when you play through it, you're going to get money. And then the next time you play through it, you can use that money to maybe get some better gear, some health potions. I had a lot of fun with this game. The graphics are beautiful. The multiplayer is fun. You really got to work together as a team or else you're not going to succeed and get to the end. This game is currently in early access and they don't have a whole lot of missions right now. I think there's 3 and also 4 characters. It does have a couple of silhouetted spots. You can definitely tell there's supposed to be 2 more. I'm very intrigued to see what they're going to do for it. What did you think?
I liked it a lot. It kind of reminded me of a co-op Diablo and like you said, Left 4 Dead mixed together. You are killing zombies, but it doesn't really feel like zombies. It just feels like monsters, basically, because it's overhead view.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was really fun. These games tend to not be my favorite, this type of game, but I had a blast with it, and I liked running the missions. I liked how there was a little bit of randomness to each one, and all the characters felt completely different, which I liked a lot. I was a little confused to why it had a mixed rating on Steam. I guess people are worried about the content, there not being enough there, and I can kind of see that. For the price at $20, though, I don't know. I have faith. Like you said, they definitely have plans to add more, as they had the character slot and more maps are probably coming. So I had a lot of fun with it.
Well, one of the things you said, you felt like it was more of a Diablo. I didn't get that. Now, the reason why I didn't get that is there's no loot per se. Like, there's no, you're not going to go through and try to pick up a new helm or a new gun or new leggings, things like that. You're just going through one run. And you're basically just trying to get gold and possibly kill this like chicken where you can get these little, looks like little candy pieces. So you can get different perks at the end if you were able to beat the mission. So then that way the next win, you go through more of like a roguelike style. So that's why I kind of equate it more to a MOBA style, where when you spawn in, you're going to be able to buy something and then you make the run. And then the next run, you'll be able to buy something and then make the run. And I'm not talking about necessarily gear that you get to continuously equip. So there's no grind. Do you feel like there was a grind?
Leveling up, there definitely was, getting the skills unlocked. That mm-hmm. can take a little bit because you leveled up each character individually.
Right.
But yeah, you're right. There isn't no loot. I meant more of it felt like we were playing Diablos. We were trying to walk through the land and find this boss mob to kill and then randomly running into boss mobs here and there. And more of that is what I thought.
I gotcha. And, you know, one of the cool things about this is we were on this dock and, you know, there's four of us together and we had to get this boat to be able to ferry us across. And all of a sudden, just so many zombies came in. I mean, like just an epic ton of zombies came at us and we're all grouping up together, just trying to survive long enough for this boat to get across. And oh my gosh, was it engaging is the best word that I can describe it. It was nerve-wracking. It was thrilling. It was exciting. I had so much fun with this, and I really hope that they add more.
Couldn't agree more. All right, last game we're going to talk about is called Astrophia. It's a free-to-play game that's on Steam right now. It's kind of like an island survival game where you're building and crafting, and you're trying to basically build up enough strength within your guy, enough armor and weapons to go take out these NPC mobs, which gets you these shards. And once you get so many shards, you actually win. So this is a competitive game where other people are on their own islands, and they're all connected through these bridges that you slowly unlock as you play. As time goes on, you get more gears to unlock them, basically. So you start interacting more and more with other players. You can set traps. You can kill each other. And it's kind of just like a free-for-all there. Once you get to the middle, is basically who can kill the NPCs or kill the other players and steal their stuff. And it's a very interesting game. It's definitely it's early access as well. Definitely has some bugs, and we had a hard time clicking on certain items and stuff. But I talked to the developer personally because they gave us some keys early, and he said he was going to work on that. And I really felt like they're going to work hard to make this a really great game. And it's free, so you can't really not check it out, right? Will, what did you think of this one?
It was interesting. Wouldn't be one that I would normally want to play myself. I've never really been big on survival games, but what I do like about it, it was a strictly short game. That's a survival competitive game. When you think of like PUBG or you think of Fortnite and those kind of things, you think of those massive first person shooters, third person shooters going on this island, trying to be the last one standing. It's got that last one standing kind of feel, but you really start off with nothing. So you have to punch wood to be able to build tools, and then you got to put those tools together to build like a bowl. And then you put those things together to make a chess piece, and then a helmet. You know, it was pretty cool. It took a while to really get going because at first I still didn't know what I was doing, but I was making stuff. I didn't even realize that we were going to be starting to fight each other. And then all of a sudden, someone's coming to my island stealing my food that I had planted. And then all of a sudden, you know, it turned into a completely different game. So it wasn't what I was expecting at the beginning. I was thinking we were going to go into a survival game, and it turned out to be something completely different.
All right, everybody, that is our video game coverage for the week. Thanks for checking out our podcast. And we have all kinds of other content, including board games, video games, Star Trek, and much more. And you can find it all on our website, maturemindedgamers.com.